The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, let's get it, y'all. Let's get it. Early in the morning, and it is time to fly. Make it time for me to fly. Are y'all ready?
I like that one.
That reminds me of Sugar Ray.
Yeah, or an old drug dealer in a 70s movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fly, baby. Are you ready to see the face of God?
Ooh. Time to fly.
That's what there was a 70s movie that when we first got HBO, but it was called Home Box Office back then. Nobody called it HBO. Everybody called it Home Box Office, the full name. There was a movie from the 70s because they didn't have a whole lot of stuff back then in their library. And it was the first time anybody had seen any cussing or nudity on their TVs at home.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Oh, wow.
Box Office, HBO, was the first to bring rated R content into people's homes. Aren't they so proud?
I was going to say, that's terrible.
Did your parents want to get HBO? Like, what was the motivation for that? Because they don't seem like the people that would have been enjoying nudity or cussing on TV.
That's not all it was. It was other movies and stuff too. It was just, you could watch the idea that you could watch full movies that were just like they were, unedited at the theater. Mm. Even if they were rated PG or whatever, that idea was awesome. Just imagine the first time anybody heard of Netflix. The original version where you mailed DVDs back and forth. But this was, and I remember the very first movie that was on that showed nudity, and it kind of shocked my family. My dad wasn't watching it. It was my mom and my aunt and my nana. It was a movie with Anthony Quinn called The Greek Tycoon. And, this woman got up, and I remember it like it was yesterday. She got up and walked across the I think it was the pool area, completely naked.
No way. And well, you were like,
No, I wasn't. The women in my family were, but I was like,
Well, just because you were with her, isn't that like so awkward?
Yeah, it was, but still, I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's what I've been waiting for.
This is the best day of my life.
How old were you? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was probably, around between 8 and 10.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know, much too old to have gone that long before I saw a naked woman.
Yeah.
Totally. Sarcasm.
Much too long.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I'll have to juggle in the break. I'll juggle what year The Greek Tycoon was out. And it had to have been a few years old for HBO to have it then. But you used to have a box on the back of your TV. It sat up on top of the TV, and it had a slider on it. And you just slid that little bar over when you wanted HBO. And then over when you wanted regular cable.
That's wild. The Greek Tycoon, 1978.
Okay. So let's say 1979 or 80, I would have been 9 or 10.
Look at this guy.
By the time it got to HBO, yeah.
That's wild. 9 years old.
That's why I'm so cool, man.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Okay. This is a story that I had on my night show the other night. And I thought it would be fitting for us to talk about it here as well. And, anytime I can double up on material, I'm going to do that, saving me time. So there's a guy in Great Britain. He's a forklift driver. And who knew? Never picture forklift drivers in Great Britain. I don't know why. He's 39. His name's Adam Lopez. Again, Not picturing the name Adam Lopez being a Brit. I don't know why.
True.
And he had $17 in his bank account, and he bought a scratch-off ticket for the lottery and won $1.3 million.
Oh, what a great story.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Except a few months later, he found himself suffering from a bilateral pulmonary embolism, which basically is a heart situation that's not good, because he had taken that money and had partied so hard on it that he basically gave himself a heart attack.
You are kidding.
He said he became aware that he had a blood clot in his legs, which spread to his lungs. And then, you know, just went from there because of all of the crazy partying he was doing.
What does this mean? Like drugs and stuff, I'm assuming?
Yes, probably just like going all night, you know, drinking nonstop, living it up.
Like you just had a second chance and you ruined it. You blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it. You blew it. Man, yeah. I mean, talk about a second chance. You win $1 million and you immediately you're like, I'm going hard for the next 3 months and just party. Yeah.
And it's not like he's a kid, you know, he's not like 21.
Yeah.
He's 39 years old. You know what I said it was? 39? Yeah, yeah. 39. So even though he's younger than Lindsay, he's still not a, you know, a college kid.
Yeah.
You know, trying to party it up.
Yeah, he's a full grown adult.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you blew it, man.
So what would you do with $1.3 million scratch off, Lindsay?
Oh, I would, well, I'd move for one. I think we'd move like right really? Away into a brand new build.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I already know of one that I want actually in the neighborhood. That's what I was getting at.
But I'm thinking that you would first and foremost, and I don't know if you agree or not, Riggins, but she would show up. Yeah, there would be a lot of packages showing up on the front porch.
Oh yeah.
I think you would spend way more than you thought you would.
Yeah.
In the beginning, and then not have the money for the house that you want.
Right, and then I'd say I blew it. Mm-hmm. I blew it. I had one chance.
Yeah, and then your husband would have the heart issue.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I thought I messed up last night. Lonnie on my other show, one of the producers, he hit a parlay because he bets on sports all the time. And we were talking about it on the show. And then I thought, oh, my God, maybe he didn't tell his girlfriend that he lives with, his baby mama, too. Ooh. That he won, you know, money.
Sure.
But luckily, he had told her. So,
well, is that any of her business anyway? They're just boyfriend, girlfriend?
I don't think so.
Oh,
but except for they've got five kids together, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at TJRiggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah, spank you. Spank you very much.
Woo. Spank you very much. I hope nobody spanks me. I'll be honest. My stomach is, let me tell you what I've already had this morning. I had two White Castles, the little White Castle burgers that are frozen.
Frozen ones, yum.
Breakfast of champs.
And a pot of coffee. And I know you've heard of a frat house. Well, this is a fart house. And I'm glad we're working from home today because it is not good in my neck of the woods. I am rumbling today.
Do you buy those big boxes of White Castle?
Well, it's kind of funny. No, I don't. The reason I have White Castle in the first place is because my mom came over yesterday and she said, I got a bunch of things to bring to you. And I was like, okay. So yesterday after the show, she rolls up in her SUV, opens the trunk, and sure enough, the SUV is loaded down with stuff. Two refrigerator bags full of stuff, a chicken and stuffing casserole, a steak, half a pound of ground beef, half a box of White Castle sliders. Then she's got like eight bath towels because they're switching out their bath towels. So she brings me those. a salad spinner because she doesn't use a salad spinner. And then she goes,
I love her so much.
Oh my gosh. It's insane. And then she goes, oh, and a belated birthday gift for you. And she hands a brand new pair of Brooks running shoes.
Oh,
so she really went above and beyond. Now this is like noon, lunchtime. And I said, are you going to come in? She goes, no, no, no. Now my parents live in South Carolina. It's about an hour and 15 minutes away from where I live. So she drove all that way to bring me all this food and a belated birthday gift. And I said, you're not going to come in even to use the bathroom? And she goes, no, I have a wreath making class at 1:30. I can't miss it.
She's the best.
Doesn't she always do that though? Doesn't she always, I got to go. I got to get back on the road.
Yeah. She kind of gives me and she kind of makes it a deal. Like, no, I'm not coming in. Like, and I realize like, that's where I get it from. And I don't know what that is. Like, I would love to talk to a therapist about like why we feel the need to do that. But yeah, she's like, no, I'm not coming in. I'm just coming over to drop this stuff off. I'm going right back home.
She's probably making up classes she's going to so she doesn't bother you, you know?
I know. Well, a part of me thinks she's just trying to get away from my dad for a little bit, which could be the case. But he's probably looking for a reason to get away from her, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that day, Riggins, that that I had that microphone that you needed and you said that you would come to my house and pick it up. Jody and I were like, what?
Yeah. Like, you kidding me?
Jody goes, and you didn't like tell him, like kind of lead him to believe that he needed to come get that you wouldn't bring it to. I said, nope, it was the other way around. I didn't think in a million years that he would want to come to drive up here to our house, and come in and sit and get that microphone. I figured that you would want me to just, as I drove past your exit, going to work that night, just fling it out the window to you.
Well, you kept suggesting that, like, I'll meet you at the exit. I was like, no, I'm going to come up to your house. I'm going to come up to your house because I get it. Like, you know, I know I'm not as available as some people are. So yeah. And I sat down with you and we visited.
I loved it.
It was perfectly nice.
Yeah.
My mom is not as polite as me. Rude person.
But the thing about it is that you got to worry about Riggins is that Jody and I love that so much. We're already looking for the next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come bearing gifts next time. I was not a very good house guest last time, but we'll get it together.
No sudden movements. Just, you know, don't scare him away.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, after my nighttime show last night, I did it from home. So I got finished at about 9:15. I had everything shut down and ready to go. And I went downstairs to make pudding for today, my protein pudding. So it's ready and chilled down there. And I got up to the bed and Monday Night Football was on. So I watched that and I fell asleep pretty fast. It was probably 10:15. I was asleep. 10:30, boom, awake.
Oh.
And so I said, well, I'm not going to just lie here and, you know, this mask on my face and just keep getting madder and madder the more I'm trying to fall back to sleep. So I got up and went downstairs to watch TV because I was thinking maybe some of the game is still on. And it was, but then it was over pretty quickly. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to start watching that monster, Ed Gein show. And then I thought better of it because I said, if I'm really trying to get my mind erased in a place where I can fall asleep, the last thing I need to do is get all into a movie about one of the most famous serial killers of all time.
Yeah.
So I didn't turn it on.
Because you want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I would have had to have pulled myself away from it to get ready for the show this morning.
Yeah.
What about a nipple belt would keep you up at night?
Yeah.
Or a lampshade made of someone's face.
Yeah. Or him wearing someone's face.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. But I didn't. So that just shows that I've matured, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and then I've been kind of wanting to see that movie about the MMA fighter that The Rock starred in. Was it called Smashing Machine or something?
Yeah.
And I keep saying it. Everybody's talking about how great that is, and you know all this. And I'm saying, wonder when that comes out. And then I saw a thing this morning that says even though it was a flop, The Rock is grateful for whatever. Yeah. I didn't even know it came out, so it's already come out and flopped before I even knew.
Yeah, it bombed hard. The lowest opening for any Rock movie he's ever been in.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
And that doesn't mean he can't, you know, win the Academy Award and be nominated and all that.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I don't care one way or the other whether he is or not, but that's all that they were talking about. They didn't really say it was a great movie. They just say he was great in it. So,
yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, what was so bad about it if it wasn't the acting? I mean,
I don't know. But maybe they just didn't say, you know, do a whole lot of marketing to say it's opening this weekend or whatnot.
Right. Because clearly we didn't know.
Was it this past weekend that it opened up against that Taylor Swift mess?
I think so.
Oh, well, no wonder it was going to Taylor's.
Yeah.
But people are not so thrilled with Taylor Swift's new album and all of that. It's in... a lot of people say that it's because she just hasn't grown any. It's just the same, you know, she's 51 years old now, and she still is writing the same way she did when she was 17, and
she's
throwing some cussing in there now and some sex talk. And it's almost like she's now reached 18 and she can talk about things that she couldn't talk about before, but she's still trying to, you know,
she's trying to prove something. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, yeah, even her fans are disappointed with it.
Like, watch what I can do. I can cuss.
Mm-hmm. Taylor.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Reagan Show on YouTube. Just search TJ Riggins TV on YouTube and make sure you subscribe so you never miss when a new show is posted. And the best part is that it's totally free. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. I think I need to start being the big voice guy.
Totally agree.
Would people know that that's me? Because that would be weird if they knew that I was the one doing the voice and then I would be the one talking after it.
It's like one of those homemade shows where one person does everything. I love that. Let's start doing that.
Now, here are TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay. How's it going?
Thank you. People would know. I really don't. I mean, you sound totally different.
Thank you, me, introducing me. What a great introduction of me.
Flattered.
Does Lindsay have a good name for a big voice guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lindsay.
Is it the E on the end?
It's the landing part in the middle. Lindsay.
Oh.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
Usually words that start with an F are good. Mm. Like five.
Yeah.
Like hard sound five. Those are good.
And what about Reagan?
Also L's, like live. Lindsay.
Live. Yeah. $5 fireball. Or wait, what did you call it? Hot damn.
Yeah. 50 cent hot damn. Drinking with. Uh-oh. I just lost it.
You did.
The Lord took my talent. Drinking with Lincoln. $5 gets you in and all the Bush Light you can handle.
All the Bush Light you can handle.
Bush Light draft.
Do a promo for Lindsay Look tonight. Lindsay's got her show at 7 p.m. See if you that's a double L.
Okay, let's see.
Tonight on Facebook at 7.
All right, ladies. Are you tired of looking drab and dry? Well, get ready, because tonight it's a very special edition of Lindsay Look. Lindsay Look.
Can we please cut that and use it?
Absolutely.
That is perfect. How do we do that? Make a note. Let me make a note.
Do it.
Yeah, we were playing around the other night. I was trying to teach those young fellas on my other show how to do that, you know, using the word Metallica. And then I pulled the actual, there was a highlight reel, they call it, of the guy that used to do all of those rock concert spots, those commercials, whenever I was, you know, going to rock concerts in the late 80s, early 90s. His name was Bill Young, and he was the best at it. And they had a compilation of Bill Young's greatest concert spots, and it was Metallica. And one of the other ones, AC/DC.
Oh, that's a good one.
Where was he doing that, on the radio or in the venues?
He was doing those in, I mean, he made them in his production studio. He was a voiceover guy and then sent them out in the radio stations, played them for as commercials.
Okay.
You know, and it was always Hirsch Memorial Coliseum in Shreveport. It's the three old boys out of Texas. Get ready for ZZ Top.
Oh.
Then the music would play.
I think you missed your calling.
Oh, man, I would love to do that. You have no idea. Bring it back. Bring it back.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
We have a clip here of Martha Stewart. Martha. I always love pronouncing the name Martha as Martha. like on the New England, with the New England people, the Kennedys. Martha.
Yeah.
The lady that built our house, his name's Martha, and I always called her Martha. But it didn't really fit because she is one of the few people who is actually from Mooresville, North Carolina, born and raised here. So she didn't, you know, Martha didn't really fit, but she didn't care.
She didn't care.
But anyway, we have a clip of Martha Stewart. And Riggins, was this surprising to you or not when you... We found this clip about her talking about the detail that she goes to in her shower.
I was surprised by it. I've never heard of anybody doing this, but yeah, she says it's important.
Okay. So listen, Martha Stewart saying what her after shower routine is.
Thing that's really important, your shower. Okay. Everybody takes a shower every day. What I do, and this is everybody should do this, is the towel that I dry myself with. Then I dry the door, the inside of the door that's wet. Then I dry the walls and then I dry the floor of the shower so that it's perfectly clean for tomorrow. You just don't hang that towel up again and use it again. You know, just then you have a fresh towel the next day.
Okay. To me, that it makes perfect sense that Martha Stewart would do that. Now, we squeegee the shower before we get out every time.
I've heard.
But, you know, one of us does it every time.
I've been on the phone while Jody is cleaning the shower. Yeah. And I said, how are you able to talk on the phone while you're cleaning? She goes, oh, and she ran me through how she does it with her little wand and, yeah, she was putting in some elbow grease.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like Martha, as soon as I'm, you know, I finish drying off with the first towel in the shower, because I use two towels every time. And I do the first layer of water and all of that. I take the squeegee while I'm still in the shower and I squeegee the shower glass off on the sides and then the door. And then I step out and then grab the other towel and finish the drying off process.
You can't get that all done with one towel?
No. What? I'm a freak about it. I don't want any moisture left on me at all. I can't take it. And the reason why is because growing up, you know, playing sports and everything, I've had athlete's foot and jock itch. Really, really bad at times. And they always said that it came from not drying off in the shower well enough. And that's why I do in between each toe. I mean, I'm the whole thing. And that's why I always say that when Jody walks in while I'm doing that is because I know she's just trying to, you know, be a pervert. See me bent over drying in between my toes. That's why I have to lock her out.
Say, baby, I'm trying to fight off jock itch here. Give me some space.
That would be athlete's fault, that part of it. But yeah, I don't want any moisture at all on me. No, not even a mist of anything after I'm out of the shower.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, I always love the Now Trending. Keeps us up to date on the important things. Important.
So important. And it's so important, especially heading into the holidays, because Starbucks announced their holiday menu for Christmas. So that this starts on November 5th. They're bringing all back. They're bringing back all the classics, the gingerbread latte, the iced sugar cookie latte.
Are they bringing back all the classics?
Well, honestly, what are you talking about? The peppermint mocha or something like that? Is there one that you're really missing?
TJ, what is it? The eggnog latte. Oh. They haven't brought it back in like 3 seasons.
I believe the eggnog latte is back.
Stop.
I think it is.
You just made my life.
Oh. I better double check that.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them at my fat doctor, because I'm supposed to have a tablespoon of some kind of a fat with each meal. If my tablespoon of fat, instead of being heavy cream or butter, can be eggnog.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and say yes. With my knowledge of...
Oh, man. I love eggnog.
In your coffee? Perfect.
Mm-hmm. In my... just in a spoon.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I don't know why, but I picture eggnog being chunky. Is it chunky?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. It's perfect. And a lot of people don't like it, but it is fantastic.
I've never had it, but it doesn't sound appetizing. It sounds like there's eggs. I know there's eggs in it, but I don't know. There's just something about it that's so turns me off.
And I think it's one of those where it's not worth it to do homemade.
Agreed.
Kind of like sushi.
Yeah.
You're not going to make sushi better at home than you're going to get at a sushi place.
Yeah. It's time consuming, right? I mean, I've never made it, but you told me that a long time ago. Don't make it at home.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Lindsay doesn't have much experience making her own nogs. So, but you know what? Fingers crossed for 2026. You've got some goals to achieve.
I'm going to start making flavored nogs.
So something to look forward to. But before we get to the holidays, they say 57% of Americans are going to buy less Halloween candy this year because the cost of chocolate has gotten so high. Somebody was sharing pictures online of a bag of candy from Walmart. It was $26 for that mixed bag of Snickers and, you know, M&Ms and things like that. So candy's very expensive right now.
Well, why not just buy the other kind that's not chocolate?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
That's what I buy. Like the gummy bears, the Nerds, the Skittles.
Yeah. Some people are suggesting that you buy toys instead because they'll be a little bit cheaper. But then other people are saying, don't do that because they might mistake it for candy. And then you've got choking hazards and things like that. I mean, you just can't win. You can't win.
Well, and the toys are stupid. They're like little fidget toys. I mean, nobody wants those.
Yeah. Totally agree. Why are you laughing, TJ?
It's just like people have to make such a big deal out of everything. Just go get some candy. And it doesn't even matter if it's cheap candy or not. Kids don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
My neighbors are doing full-size bars.
Yeah.
Those are the rich people.
Mm-hmm. Those are the rich people. That's a good house to hit.
Yeah.
Well, it is a national holiday today and an important one. And I actually have a personal story I cannot wait to share with you. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to us, sharing your life with us. We appreciate it. Make sure you go like and subscribe to everything we have on the social medias and all at tjriggins.com. Find it all there.
Absolutely. Today's an important day. Today's National Stop Bullying Day. So trying to get rid of those bullies. I hate a bully. I hate a bully.
You know what I wanted to do as a job is talk to schools about anti-bullying.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. That's how passionate I am about it. But anyway, continue. Yeah, no.
I could see you being a motivational speaker on the subject. I think that, and it's a worthy cause. Yeah. Now I don't know that I've ever been bullied. The story I trot out often is that one of my first days in high school, my first couple days in a public high school, I had gone to private school. I got picked up by a guy, shoved against the lockers, and his friend came over and took my shoes and stole them. And, that is not bullying to me. That was just some guy stealing my shoes.
Yeah, that's a criminal.
That's a criminal. And I think bullying is more, you know, it's ongoing and it's constant and they're harassing. This guy just wanted my shoes. And the story is I went out when my mom picked me up. She said, "Where are your shoes?" I said, "Some guy took them." And she said, "Well, did you ask for them back?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "What did he say?" I said, "He said no." So he wasn't readily willing to give me back those shoes, but that's not bullying. Bullying is often much more problematic, especially for kids. TJ, you were not bullied in school, I'm assuming.
No, I wasn't.
What group were you in? Were you in the athletes, popular kids, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I got along with everybody, you know. I wasn't you know, even though I was in the cool group and athletes and that sort of thing, I was, it didn't bother me if I, you know, to sit down and eat lunch with, you know, other people that were maybe considered nerds or in, you know, I was also in the speech and theater drama group too. So, you know, I was with, all the groups. But there weren't really bullies in my school growing up. It was such a small town. We all knew each other and everybody's parents knew each other. And it wasn't a lot of bullying going on.
Yeah.
There were fights, but then they'd get solved and then it would be done.
Yeah. A couple punches. We're good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that is important to make that distinction. Some people are just fighting and that's not bullying exactly. Lindsay, you weren't bullied, right?
No. And I never saw it happen if it did happen. But since obviously on social media, I've seen it, I've heard it, I've heard of other people's kids. So I'm a huge, like, I cry when I hear stories about it. I can't take it. I can't take it. I want to punch their faces, the bullies. I want to be the bully to the bully. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go and cyber bully them. And people don't harass you on social media or anything like that, right?
Oh, Lindsay? Yeah. But I mean, hey, come on. I was an adult when I started on y'all's show and that happened a lot then, not so much now, but.
You know, they're just probably jealous of a pretty girl, right, TJ?
Yeah, and that's why the same reason why they bully me on social media.
Pretty boy.
They can't stand looking at you. You're just a pretty girl in a Barbie world.
They know that I'm a pretty, pretty girl.
Happy, you know what? Do the right thing today is National Stop the Bullying Day. So stop being a bully. Just go live your life. No one's interested.
Exactly.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, I saw this situation on the Reddit, and I thought, you know what? I bet we could toss that around and get some different opinions on it that might be entertaining and compelling. I was compelled to say that about it being compelling. All right. There was a company. This person was talking about their company. And in the office, there is a microwave. And the microwave is provided by the company for people to use during the day while they're working. You know, most businesses have that, I think, in an office situation. Now, the microwave oven broke. So one of the employees brought a microwave oven took it to the office, and he owns it. It's his. He took it to the office. And then when he got it there, he uses it, and then he locks it up. He locks it. So none of the other employees can use it. So they were discussing whether or not that is right, or whether he's wrong for doing that. Now, his reasoning is that they tore that other microwave up in record time. They destroyed it, and he doesn't want them doing that with his microwave, but he wants a microwave at the office. So nobody else is allowed to use his microwave.
Oh my God. Microwave.
How do you tear up a mic? I'm just trying. I get making it like dirty, but.
You know, people, if it's not theirs and they didn't pay for it, they just don't take care of things most of the time. You got some people that will just, I mean, slam, bang.
Yeah.
Put foil in it, you know, any kind of behavior where they're not being careful because they're not the ones that paid for it.
Yeah, and I get his reasoning. I do. I wouldn't do it. I would just let everyone use it. If it breaks, I'll get another one. They're not that expensive. But I don't know. I get his reasoning. They're animals.
I agree with you. Like, how rough are you on a microwave? That does seem a little crazy. But to me, it depends on where he's placing it. If he's putting it in a community room, like the kitchen, then I think it's fair game for everybody. But if you keep it at your desk, that's your right to lock it up. I mean, I think it's stupid, but.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably putting it in the kitchen. And I'm wondering if he just puts a chain around it, you know, the door won't open, you know, or if he actually puts it under the counter and locks the, you know, somehow, or takes it back to his desk every time he uses. I don't know, but I'm picturing it having a chain and a lock on it.
Yeah. And that's ghetto. Like, that's, you're doing too much. Like, no, that's silly. Like, if you're locking it away, you're basically holding a piece of like food out to someone that's starving and they're nope.
Well, I mean, I guess he's looking at like, they can bring their microwave from home if they want to.
Yeah. Right.
Now look, is that the type of person that personality, somebody that I would probably have anything in common with enough to want to hang out with them and stuff? No, but I get it. And if that happened in a place that I work, I would laugh about it. I'd go, he doesn't want anybody using his microwave. He doesn't, you know how he is. He's particular about, you know.
Yeah.
And then I would have to go into the conversation. Well, you're not entitled to having a microwave oven at work.
True.
Right. You
know?
Yeah.
So no, everybody calm down. And you're definitely not entitled to use his that right. He brought.
Yeah.
Even though he's a nerd.
He is a nerd.
And a dweeb.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, man. The week is flying by.
Sure is.
It is just zooming, zipping along. So I found this article and, I'm going to make a strong statement about it. What do you call it? A hot take?
Sure.
What the kids call it.
Mm-hmm.
A new poll asked, is there a person who you consider to be the one that got away, you know, quote, the one that got away, end quote. 39% of people said yes. And here's the breakdown. 11% of people said there's someone I currently feel this way about. Another 28% said there previously has been someone I felt this way about. And then 46% said have never felt this way about someone. And 16% said don't know. How do you not know? That just means I don't feel like fooling with you.
Yeah.
Stop asking me questions. Men were more likely to say they have, quote, someone who got away, end quote. And it was more common among millennials and Gen Xers than boomers and Gen Z.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. Now, here is my hot take on it. Well, first of all, I don't I don't know that when men say that, if they really mean that all the way around, that is the person they wish they would have ended up with. I think maybe it is in certain instances, but the point I want to make is if you're married and you ever say that somebody is the one that got away, then you don't really love your spouse.
Right.
Because if you're married, now I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because if some people could be in a bad marriage or whatever, and they would say it would make sense. But if you're not in a bad marriage and you have a good spouse who loves you and you're supposedly happy, you should never ever say that anybody is the one that got away, because if they hadn't have gotten away, you wouldn't have ended up with the person that you were meant to be with, which should be your spouse.
Sure.
And I wish they would have broken it down into what makes you think that, what is it about them that was so great that you didn't recognize at the time?
Right.
I think a lot of times men are going to say that it's sexual.
You think?
Sexual or affectionate. You know, the things that men like, they like to be treated like they're the woman's hero and strong man and protector and all of that kind of stuff. Men just want respect from the woman that they love more than anybody else in the world.
Right.
And far too often they don't get it, because women feel like if they're not running down their husbands, then they're not, you know, living up to the, what they should be doing as the sisterhood. Sisterhood. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what men talk about. She really did respect me as a mutual and didn't treat me like an idiot. Mm-hmm. And then women are probably thinking, oh, he was so romantic and he did this for me and that for me. And then my husband's just a big lump.
You know? Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at TJRiggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh. I'm a little antsy today. It may be because I'm excited. It's my favorite segment every hour.
Mine too, TJ. Well, you know, Cracker Barrel obviously has been in the news the last couple weeks for their snafu when it comes to redesigning their logo. Well, another company is getting in on the action. Long John Silver's has updated their logo. They've removed the fish from their logo and replaced it with a chicken. So it's now Long John Silver's Chicken and Seafood. It's going up on all their signs because they're trying to emphasize and push their chicken products. But when you think, to me, I don't know, when you think Long John Silver's, you think fried fish.
Yeah. You think this is one of those temporary marketing things, you know, that will just, you know, kind of like, what was it? IHOP that time they advertised themselves as a burger place. Because they wanted everybody to know about the, you know, how good their burgers are.
Yeah.
They were going to call themselves IHOB or something. I think that's what it was. Oh. IHOB.
Yeah. International House of Burgers. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody went, what are they doing? So, yeah, you might be right. They might just be trying to get a little action on social media, remind people that Long John Silver's is still around, but they are fewer and far between.
But I'm going to tell you something. I guess it's partly my fault that Long John Silver's and Captain D's are not as popular anymore, because I don't go to them, but I love them. I do. I'm like, if you've got that fish, you know, those fish fillets that are battered and all that. I would take that over chicken tenders any day.
Yeah. Same.
Those are my two choices.
They're like, we've been down 50% in the last 6 months. I wonder what's going on.
We tracked it down to one guy that's really messing up our sales, and he lives in. And Lindsay, you live right over next to a Captain D's, don't you?
I've never seen
between Captain D's and Popeyes.
Yeah, I'm like, I've never seen one.
I was just checking. I thought you might be next to one.
Yeah, she's in spitting distance to Popeyes, Captain D's, the airport, and the emergency room.
And churches. I think our old station was near.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Captain D's. And if that, you know, if you knew where that was, then.
Yeah, it makes sense. That makes sense. And then there's another business in the news, Lyft. A lot of customers are boycotting Lyft because apparently they've been alerting drivers how often you're tipping before they accept your ride. So they'll tell you if you get, if you're a Lyft driver, it's going to tell you on your app, this customer only tips 85% of the time. Would you like to accept this ride? And customers are not happy about that. They said it's an invasion of privacy and it's going to hurt their ability to get rides. I've got no problem with it.
Well, I mean, you go from the whole business model being you don't tip. All of it is included in the price. And then all of a sudden it's if you would like to tip, you can, but it's not going to be something that they ask you for or anything. And then now it's you better tip or I'm not even going to come. No, the next one's not even going to come pick you up.
That's the thing. And how have businesses, all the bit Starbucks is like that. It started with, oh, if you want to just leave, now it's on the pad. Now you better, you know, it's how does it get to that point?
But this would be like if Starbucks said, hey, just a heads up, the person ordering this coffee never tips. Do you still want to serve them?
Right.
Well, you know, exactly.
some of them don't write nice things on there. You've heard that, those stories.
That's true. Good point, Lindsay. And we've got big plans to help Lindsay coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
We do. We do. And we care about each other as well. And TJ, I need your help with something. We need to help Lindsay.
Okay.
We need to help Lindsay and, you know, I'm worried about her. I'm worried about her in that I think she's overwhelmed and I've brought this subject up a couple of times with her, but I think she's overwhelmed by life. I don't know that it's one thing in particular. I don't think it's just her kids or her, you know, her house or her job or her regular activities. I think everything piled up into one is causing her more stress than she needs to be feeling. Would you agree? TJ, do you think she's maybe she just needs to take a breath? Like she's maybe being too dramatic about what she's dealing with.
Is she being too dramatic or does she really have so much going on that's weighing her down? Which part of it is the question?
Well, that probably came across harsh and I didn't mean for it to. I'm somebody who's dramatic. So I'm like, oh, this is a nightmare. Everything's a catastrophe. So I wonder if any of that Lindsay does as well, but I'm not so sure. She might be like, you know, really burning the candle at both ends and at her, you know, last straw.
Yeah. I think if we're talking about her, like she's not here.
Yeah. I might just,
I think that, if she just did her regular wife and mom things, she would be a lot less stressed and worn to a frazzle. But it is all of the social things that she does that puts it over the top. So basically the fun in her life is what's wearing her out.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah, tell me, Lindsay.
Like, for example, I just got a group chat from the kindergarten mom saying a kindergarten parent meetup night out is a Saturday in November. Don't bring your kids. We need to get to know each other. That type thing.
Yeah.
It's not fun for me. And I should say no, but I feel obligated to go. And this is the type of stuff Kyle's like, stop. Stop. Yeah. Don't feel guilty, but I do. And then I go and then I'm like, that's just one example of 80.
Well, I mean, I was talking about all of the things that you do with people that are your friends that,
oh,
you know, right. all of the dinners out and the meeting up with your friends for the all girls Halloween party. And there's another one coming up. And
I don't do that as much as you think. But yes, I get what you're saying. I try to get that in. It's a disaster. You know what? I need an intervention.
What?
A week stay in Malibu, in the Passions Malibu therapy clinic that Charlie Sheen went to for drugs. But I need it for just peace and quiet.
I think there's so many people that consider you a friend, but it's exactly like what TJ is talking about. You having to do those extracurriculars that you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. But you feel obligated. And I think that's why there's so many people that are like, I like Lindsay. She's my friend, even though you might not even be that close to him.
Right. And I get what you're saying. And now everyone wants to like get to know everybody because we need to come together in this world we live in. Right. It's a disaster, you know.
Totally. Well, we figured out a lot.
And Riggins coming up. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know, a long time ago, I got a bunch of flack from people, especially our friend Alexis that we worked with. When I said that there is nothing that I can learn from a young person. You remember that?
Sure.
I said, young people can't teach me anything. And I'm standing by that. But there is a young person that does have a good take on something that maybe... You know, I already knew this, but maybe some older people can learn from this young person. Listen how wise this is.
I don't know who needs to hear this today, but life does actually get better when you're not fat. Hope this helps.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know who needs to hear this today, but life does actually get better when you're not fat. Hope this helps.
I don't know who needs to hear this today, but life does get better when you're not fat.
I knew it.
I mean, I get that more healthy and,
Well, I mean, I'm not to the point where I wouldn't be considered fat anymore. But in the 30 pounds that I've lost, I can tell a lot of things are different.
Yeah.
You know, making it easier, not just, you know, the way I feel or whatever, but just things that I can do that I didn't realize
right.
I couldn't do before.
Like what?
Like, I don't have to take a knee to tie my shoes. I can actually bend yeah. over from a seated position and tie my shoes just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I get that. Because when I was pregnant, I couldn't tie my shoes. I get that.
Yeah. And you can always tell if somebody, you know, even if you're not looking at them, if you just look at their shoes. Cubby taught me this a long time ago. Our friend Cubby, who used to be, he spent most of his life overweight. He said, if the bow on somebody's shoes is off to the side, it's because they're fat, because their belly won't let them bend over and make the bow in the middle of the foot. It has to go on the side of the shoe.
That's funny. The funniest thing I've ever heard, but you're so right.
So I was there not long ago. I mean, just.
Out of your shoe. Oh, man. Yeah. That's great. I'm going to start looking now.
Yeah.
Well, so
taking health out of it and all of that, just the fact of what you can do physically when you lose some weight is different.
Sure. Taking a knee to tie your shoes. That's something else though. Wow.
And I'm still pretty limber as a great big fat person. But yeah, I still had to get down on the knee if I didn't want to lose my breath.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, we were just talking about how much Lindsay puts on herself by adding things to her life and the already busy life of a mom with two very small children because she adds these social things on into her life. So what were you just talking about? Going to a pumpkin patch? And it yes. can't be the only pumpkin patch visit you're making this year.
You know, I think I might limit it. We'll see. You're right, though. I'll probably go one other time. So my best friend, it's her birthday on this coming Saturday. All of our friends and their kids are going to a pumpkin patch. And when I say friends, it's like a family affair. Like everyone's dressing up super cute and getting like their Christmas card photo at the pumpkin patch. Guess whose husband isn't going? Mine. He's going to be gone. He's got something to do.
Good for him.
Well, yes. It was planned a long time ago, so it's fine. I'm letting him off the hook. Fine, go. But I'm still going with my children, and I'm the one that's going to be taking the photos, the family photos of everybody, because they're like, can you help us out and take, so we don't have to take like a, what do you call it? Ring light stand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, sure, you know, you're right, because I'm not going to be getting any photos. And so I'm taking photos of like five families at the pumpkin patch. So call me a photographer.
You know what? I've done my time at pumpkin patches. And if I would have been out there and witnessed a bunch of adults walking up out there with ring lights.
Yeah.
I would have been talking so much trash.
That's what these influencers do, though. But it is wild. My friend Mayor will take her ring light everywhere, and I love her for it. It's like,
but she's not an influencer. She's a nurse, isn't she?
Yeah, but she just wants to get pictures. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Well, so, what is she? Is she a nurse or a
radiologist?
Yeah, radiologist.
Yeah. Yeah. But
don't ever want to give medical people the wrong title. They get upset by that.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
That is hysterical. That's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. So I'm going to be watching my kids and also, okay, one, two, three, got the shot, next.
Oh, my God. Okay,
so they meant like take one of those ring lights where you put it in there and set the timer on it. It holds the camera and all that. Because I'm wondering how you replace a ring light, but that's what it is.
Like a, what's the word? What am I looking for? A stand.
Stupid.
Oh. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Lindsay from the TJ and Reagan Show, and I would love to tell our radio family about your business. Let me share your story. It's super easy. Just head over to tjriggins.com/influencer to find out how you can be partners with the TJ and Reagan Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay. Riggins, what's on your mind, little fella?
Well, the top show on Netflix is still that Ed Gein show that everybody's talking about. The whole world is talking about Monster, Ed Gein's story. TJ has still not seen it. This is a show on Netflix about the notorious serial killer, obviously. TJ, very excited to check it out. When are you going to watch it?
I'm going to try to get, at least one episode in by Sunday.
Okay.
Maybe Friday night.
Maybe.
Wait, what's today? Today's Thursday, right? So
today is
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. Friday night, maybe.
And this will be something you watch on your own because it's too much for Jody, right?
Yeah. And I've already asked her about it. She acted like she wasn't that interested. And so I'm not waiting.
There you go.
You know what I would love to do? I just got a thought. Lindsay looks tonight, obviously 7 p.m. And I know you can't do it this tonight, but I want you to watch the show and then be my guest on Lindsay Look and dive into the mind of this psychopath.
Yeah.
Because I know you're good at that.
Yeah, but I'm also doing my other show at the same time.
Cancel that show and come on Lindsay Look.
Okay.
I'm more important.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Or you could simulcast. Maybe Lindsay, you could join his show and then, well, I don't know that TJ's looking to have you as a guest on his political show, but maybe he is.
Never.
Sure.
We'll figure out a way to make that work, but it is still the top trending show on social media. And it is the number one show on Netflix right now, that Ed Gein show. Today is National Fluffernutter Day. I've never had a fluffer nutter. I don't really know much about it. Do you guys know what a fluffer nutter is?
Yeah, it's marshmallow cream, aka marshmallow fluff, and peanut butter sandwiches.
Which is sounds good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a it's a Yankee thing. Southerners didn't create that, but it's okay.
Okay.
I'm not a huge marshmallow person, but I am a huge marshmallow fluff person.
Yes. There's a difference.
Yeah, I could eat it the whole jar just with a spoon.
Me too.
Oh,
and that with the peanut butter's got to be good.
Yeah, it is. It's good. But I still want to do those s'mores where you take a Reese's cup and dip it into the marshmallow fluff and then onto the graham cracker and you know, roasting it that way instead of just using Hershey's chocolate bar.
When are you going to get to do that?
Well, when the cooler temperatures are here and I can build a fire.
Okay.
Come on.
Even on your, like a cheat. Type.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll figure it out. There is a story that's trending on social media, and it is full of drama, and we'll cover it all coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Stream the show 24/7 at our media center at tjriggins.com. This is great. Our media center has a podcast option, a streaming option, and a way for you to watch the show if you'd like. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah, the best show on the air anywhere. That's what.
It's so funny to me how women claim, a lot of women claim to not be good with technology until it comes time for them to start investigating their boyfriends or husbands. Mm-hmm. They seem to get it. They seem to be very technologically savvy when it comes to checking in on their husbands or boyfriends. That's sort of the I don't get why that doesn't work out the way I thought it would.
Carry the one square divided by, got it.
Every day. Every day on social media, I see new tricks like of a girl going, this is how I busted him. I looked in the reflection of the mirror of the selfie that he took while he said he was at work. And it wasn't, I mean, it's remarkable stuff.
I can do anything like that, but nothing on, I can't even barely log on to this show in the morning.
She can't get into her Gmail, but she can, track his coordinates easily.
Yes.
Well, a woman has gone viral because she said she was just walking through the living room and she saw her husband's iPad that's connected to his phone. And she saw a text message from one of his buddies. And all she saw was the word Warden, Warden. She was like, what does that mean? So she taps it and looks at the text message, and it was from her husband to one of his buddies, and he was calling her the warden. He said, sorry, guys, I can't go out. The warden is making me go pick up groceries. And she said, I never had any problem. Like, we have a great marriage, and like, he's great, and we love each other very much. But like, that sent me through the roof that he's calling me the warden to his buddies. And on top of that, she says she never asked him to go get groceries in the first place. So not only did she find out he's using the word warden to refer to her, but he's also making up stories to build this narrative that he's under the thumb of his wife.
Right. Instead of just telling his friends, I don't feel like going, or I don't want to leave the house, or I want to stay here with her. He has to put it off like, you know, she's keeping me here. So, you know, the warden.
Yes. Yeah. She has every right to be upset, doesn't she?
Now, well, yeah. But I would also ask her to think about any time that she has said stuff like that about him to her friends.
Yeah. True. Which is a lot.
I'm sure she acts like he's a child all the time, needs to have this, have that, when she's looking for an excuse to get out of something.
Yeah.
That was a lot of the conversation. Yeah.
And for me, if I see that and he didn't go, I would just be glad he didn't go. I don't care if he's using me as a... Like, okay, cool. Like,
you need some help with those babies.
They already think his friends already think I'm a nut job. Like, it's fine, you know?
Well, I didn't think we had that much in common with Kyle's friends, Riggins.
TJ and Riggins coming up.